episode 1194, The Fitness Mindset.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive. Happy, happy day. Are you ready for Wellness Wednesday? It's time to put on your healthy hat. It's time for the Fitness Mindset. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, how do you stop the cycle of starting and quitting and starting again and again and again? Develop the fitness mindset. It's not the programs that aren't working. It's not because you keep falling off the wagon, because we do, probably way too many times that we even care to admit. It's what you are telling yourself. Where do you really want to go? The destination. Think about vacation. Summer is around the corner. Where do you really want to go? It's where you can get to in 48 or 72 hours, right? Yes, that is one of the first errors we make. It's not about a destination, like let's go to number two on the rack, or how about 20 pounds minus current? All of those destinations sound fabulous. And as great as they sound, how long does it really last? It doesn't, because there will always be another destination, right? You have another summer, you want to go somewhere else on vacation. You don't want to keep going back always to the same spot. You may have a few of your favorites, but you want to visit other areas, maybe a different beach or a different country. It's not about the destination. What you are discounting is the fact that everything you've done throughout your life brought you here today, right now. It hasn't been just one day, one destination, not something you wrap up within 24, 48, or 72 hours. It is your journey. You are making decisions that will impact your life, not just a moment or memory. That's where we mess up. We think about what we want to do with our healthy lifestyle as it being a moment or a destination. This is the goal I have, and when I hit that, I'm done. No, you're really not. Because you hit that, there's what? Another destination. There's always something else that's always coming up. Same goes for the fitness mindset. It's not a destination, but the journey. And your journey is made up of habits. These habits, some are good and some are not so good. And unfortunately, maybe for you, you're sitting here going, I've got a few not so good that I really want to work on. And I've been trying. And New Year's has come and gone. And now I'm almost looking at summertime and I'm stuck in the middle and I'm not liking what I see. I'm not liking how I feel. I'm drained. I'm tired. I don't have the energy. My face is kind of sagging in areas. Well, maybe it is my age, but really, I've got to be able to do something. And the thing is we want to set a time limit. You think you actually just arrived at where you are right now today, just from yesterday. Well, you didn't. Remember, it wasn't a destination. It was a long journey. It was many destinations, many visits around your life. It's a journey. And this whole journey of yours is made up of habits. So if you want to have that fitness mindset, you want to make and create a transformation in your life. You want something different than what you have already. You need to create sustainable change. That is your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Create sustainable change. That's a hard thing to do. Primarily because we're looking at the word change. The definition of change is something that's not consistent. And change is a constant in our life. But we have to find ways around that, and we have to look at creating sustainable change. You are creating a lifestyle. You're not focusing on a long-term goal. Yes, it's understanding the long-term goal and the direction you want to go is so valid. However, it can detract you from what you need to maintain and live a healthy lifestyle. So you want to create the sustainable change. Let's look at the fitness mindset. Number one, take one step at a time. Yes, I know yesterday to today, you think you just put automatically on 20 pounds. Poof, there it happened. and you're hoping that this magical diet that you see on an infomercial is going to remove those 15 and a half pounds, poof, in 24 hours. Wouldn't that be nice? We all could do whatever we want, but that's not how life works. We have to take one step at a time. Sometimes we're trying to get this immediate gratification. We want to be right where we are, creating this pinpoint in our life. This is what I want to look like on this day. Go back to your wedding day. What did you want to look like? Probably not like you just got out of bed with mascara down your face because you didn't wash your face the night before. Bad breath because, well, you ate something that didn't agree with you even though you brushed your teeth the night before. That's not how we want to look on the day we get married. But that's what we do. We create this picture in our mind that it's a destination, a pinpoint. Siri's not going to lead you to that. And it's not going to happen in 48 to 72 hours. So you have to take one step at a time. You know, you've heard it. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. And this one step, they're baby steps. Maybe you need to change lots of things. Don't go deep diving. Now, I've got to tell you this, though. There is an exception to every rule. And it's weird as a mother saying that, but it is true. And sometimes we need to make major changes. But for the general rule, it doesn't work. You have to take one step at a time. If you want to create sustainable change, you want to create a lifestyle. It's not about just saying, I'm going to drop these 20 pounds and then I really don't care after that what happens to me. If I gain 20 pounds back or 30 pounds back, I'm okay with it. Well, if that's truly, honestly, your attitude, different story. But most of us aren't wanting to live that way and claim that as a healthy lifestyle. That's not well-being. It's not wellness in our world today. It's not going to get us and give us the quality of life that we're looking for long term. So take one step at a time, the baby step. Maybe it's food for you. Start there. And don't take it all away. I know I've tried that. It does not work. I'm a cheese girl, root beer float girl. What else am I, girl? I'm an everything girl. I love food. Food doesn't love me. And so I really have had to work within what I can do and what I can't do. Because I have temptations. I make mistakes all the time. I love a good shake. I love a good root beer float. So take one step at a time so you don't drown. And guess what? When you're taking that one step, every single time you take that one step, you're like, yes, I did it. Guess what? You want to try it again and you're going to get up and do it again. Can you remember all the way back to when your child started walking? If they sat there and decided they were going to walk all of a sudden and they were going to walk a mile, do you think they would continue walking? Probably not. How did they learn? They get up, one step. Oh, they fell back down. Well, it wasn't that bad. It was okay. I'm going to try this again. It's kind of fun on the way down. Let's try this again. Okay, I got one step. Whoa, I went to take the second step. I'm down again. Okay, not too bad. But there's something over there that I want, that toy. I'm headed for that toy. I'm going to stand up eventually. What? One step leads to two, leads to three, and it becomes what? A walk and eventually a run. You're training for your life. Take one step at a time. Number two, anchor your steps, your baby steps to what you know. Now, this is to what you know on the good side. So, for example, let's say you get up every morning. Most of us, as you know, a general population, we get up in the morning. Besides going to the bathroom, we brush our teeth. Good hygiene. Well, when you get up in the morning, why don't you, before you go to bed, have that water bottle sitting right there, and you're going to drink 8 to 16 ounces of fresh water in the morning when you first wake up, before you brush your teeth. Now, you're anchoring something that you automatically do. It's a good habit, brushing your teeth, oral hygiene. Huh, positive, a big plus. Dentist will love us. We're taking care of our teeth. But also our bodies will love us more because we're hydrating immediately. You sleep for 7 to 10 hours. Okay, if maybe you're on the 10 hour. That's awesome. Tell me what you're doing. I want to know your secret. Maybe you're sleeping more like 5 to 7, 8 hours if you're lucky. you're going into dehydration mode. You need to replenish when you wake up. Because if you sit there and go directly into work and it's been 3 hours before you really have something to drink and it's caffeinated beverage, whatever that caffeinated beverage might be, it could be a soda, it could be your cappuccino, whatever, whatever mix, that's really not serving your body well. So you want to anchor your baby steps to what you know. When you get up in the morning, have that water bottle there, drink your 8 to 16 ounces of fresh water, then go brush your teeth. That becomes what a habit every single time you do that, because you're always going to brush your teeth. Now, if you're one who says, oh, Christiane, I don't want to have the water bottle on my nightstand, or I don't have a nightstand, okay, that's fine. Put it where you brush your teeth. Have it sitting there ready. So you don't have to go looking for it. You don't have to take any extra steps out of your normal routine. That's the key here. You're anchoring your new steps to what you know, the steps you already take. Another example, you eat, correct? Yes, we all eat eventually, sometime during the day, whether it's morning, noon, and at night, whatever your routine is for eating. Drink a glass of water before you eat your breakfast or your dinner, your lunch. Again, if you're trying to hydrate and drink more water, you're anchoring something that you're trying to change to something you know. Okay, it doesn't become so crazy. Now you say, what about my workout? You're talking about water. That's easy. I can see how that would all fit in. What about my exercise? Okay, so let's say you're a stay-at-home mom. And your children go down for a nap. Well, when they go down for a nap, that's somewhat free time for you. Well, we're going to make the assumption that your free time is taking care of you. So when they go down for a nap, you already have your clothes laid out the night before. You're in your workout outfit and you go and you walk, you do your DVD workout, whatever. Floats your boat. Maybe you get on your treadmill, you get on your elliptical at home. Maybe you do some basic things like squatting and jumping jacks. You don't even have to have equipment to do this. But when it's nap time, it's you time. How cool is that? You're anchoring something, your fitness, to something that is going to happen. Now, if you don't have young children, I get that all the time, but my kids are older. Well, let's say you homeschool them. Maybe you give them tech time for 30 minutes or 45 minutes. Use that time for you time. That's your workout time. Even if it's just 15 to 20 minutes, you can do an incredible HIIT training for that and get as good of a workout, sometimes if not better, than spending an hour to an hour and 45 minutes. So think about it. Anchor your baby steps to what you know. Number three, keep the system top of mind. What I mean by this is don't look at the long-term goal. You know it's out there. You know what it is, 20 pounds minus current, or number two on the rack, whatever that quote unquote long-term goal, that destination that you're headed for, you know it's there. But you don't want to get lost in trying to get there, because you know when you get there, something else is going to happen. So you're going to keep track and keep the system in mind. I know I need to drink more water. So I'm going to take my water and I'm going to drink before my dinner. When I get up in the morning, maybe not when I go to bed. Now, for some people, they can handle a lot of water before they go to bed. But if you have not been drinking a lot of water, I do not recommend it, because you need your sleep too. So that's kind of a catch-22 one. But when you're up during the day, you do want to take majority of your water in before you go to bed, okay? 2 to 3 hours before. You don't want to try to start guzzling 48 ounces of water right before you go to bed, unless you really want to get up a lot. You know, when you're sleeping, not a lot of bladders are that, you know, sustainable when we sleep. So be gracious to your body and have a little common sense too. Keep the system top of mind. So your focus is, I'm going to add more water into my day. What does that look like? What is your system that you are putting into place? Right when I get up for my brushing my teeth, and a glass before I eat every single time. You focus on that, you're going to win much faster than going, I need to be drinking 8 glasses of water a day. I need to be drinking 2 liters a day. And then you say, now I want to, with that, I'm going to be losing 10 pounds in a month. That's my goal. But if it's always focusing on the 10 pounds and getting on the scale, you're going to totally be bummed when all of a sudden you just have water retention. Not because of how much water you're drinking, but because of maybe what you ate. You had more sodium one day. And so you get on that scale and you're up 2 pounds. You're like, what? There's no way I could do that. Oh, yeah. Your body will do that. Our body fluctuates based on what we retain. And we react to different foods. So we can actually think we're eating really healthy, but certain foods can actually make you or it appear that you're gaining weight. I know a lot to put all together, but that's why you really want to focus on the fitness mindset. Take one step at a time, anchor your baby steps to what you know, and keep the system top of mind. Then you're not going to get lost. You're not going to be freaking out about that destination if something messes you up. It's, oh, wait. And then guess what you're doing? Secretly, you're creating incredible habits that are what? Sustainable for life. And that is how you create a lifestyle change. That's what you're looking for. You're not looking for just a, oh, well, you know, this is the new hot thing and I'm going to go do this. Now, if you're all in shape and you've got it all put together, then by golly, go try new things. Have fun. Switch it up so you can keep a healthy lifestyle. But a lot of us are trying to fine-tune that healthy lifestyle. Barbara Bush, former first lady, passed away yesterday at the age of 92. She fought a lot of different illnesses. Graves' disease for a very long time. And yet, she still did her best with what she was given for her health to live, to love, and to impact. And I can't think of a more beautiful model than her. So what do you want your life to look like? Do you want to be able to look back and know that you had the opportunity to serve so many people, the world that you touch, because you created a healthy lifestyle for you that was sustainable? That's what matters, because you matter. If you're fighting with this and you want some help, reach out to me. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. Maybe you've never experienced coaching, or you want to experience for the first time or the second or third time with someone different like myself. And you're like, I've been listening to you, Christiane. It'd really be nice just to talk to you. I want your ear. That's what I'm here for. Click on the link, take aim in the show notes. A little form will pop up. Fill that out. It comes directly to me and I will be in touch with you. We will set up a time and you and I get to chat about what you need right now in your life. Creating a strategy to create sustainable change, a healthy lifestyle, the fitness mindset. Click on that link. I'm here waiting for you. Life is going to throw at you snowballs, mud pies, just plain old smack, low down yuck. And somehow, some way, you have to figure how to climb the mountain every day. You want to have that healthy lifestyle. Create the sustainable change. It's time for you to train for life and love your journey. I love you so much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.